Okay, so we began our Libra Hilchot with the first sermon, Resh Behe, which introduced us to the themes and the machshava of mezuzah. We spent a number of shiurim, we jumped to Resh Behe Tes. We jumped ahead to Resh Behe Tes, which was how to go about putting up mezuzah. Now we move back to start going in order again. Resh Behe Vav, Resh Behe Zayin is very short. Resh Behe Vav, Resh Behe Zayin together are the study of are you chayiv, are you not chayiv. That's really officially the first question. When am I chayav mezuzah? When am I not chayav mezuzah? And we'll open up Resh Behe Vav with the Rambam, the beginning of the sixth parak of Hilchos Mezuzah. Rambam has a Hilchos Tefillah Mezuzah and Sefer Torah, the single segment, the single section in Rambam. That's because mezuzah only has two prakim. Whenever the Rambam has a topic that's less than three prakim long, like the Gemara Bava Basra says about the canonization of Treyasar to one Sefer, I did Zutri Mirkasi, Rambam seems to have adopted that approach. If something is too small, he's going to bind it together with some other items so it'll be a more significant chunk. Whenever he has a topic that's less than a three prakim long, we'll put it together with others. You have Megillah and Hanukkah, you have Shofar Sukkah Lulav, and here you have Tefillin is four prakim, Sefer Torah is four prakim, but since Hilchum Zuzza is only two prakim, so he puts them together into a single 10-parak unit. So we're at the beginning of Hilchus Perak Vav. This is really the beginning of the second of two Prakim of Hilchus Mezuzah. The Hilchus Mezuzah are Prakim Hay and Vav. Perak Vav opens up with Asara Tinam Yesh Vabayez V'achach Yitzchayev HaDorbo Lasos Lo Mezuzah. It's a loaded introductory sentence. And there are 10 conditions that a bias has to meet, and then he who is Darbo, because mezuzah is chovas hadar, the person who lives there will be chayav to make a mezuzah. In chaser tenai achad mehen, pater min mezuzah. All 10 criteria have to be in place. So this is a conjunctive. It's not that you have one or the other. In order to be chayav in all 10 conditions, if you fail in these 10 tests, there is no chayav mezuzah. Let's do first just read through the list, because this list will be the essentially the framework for Resh Behe Vav, Resh Behe Zayin. And as we read through the list, remember we'll already familiarize ourselves with a number of the dinim that are coming up, and also keep your eyes open for the structure. And keep your eyes open as we read through this list of 10 items for what are the two or three categories into which you could put these 10 to Na'im. The Elohim, here we go. Again, Parag Vav Allah Aleph, the Rambam Zilchus Mezuzah. Shiyibo Arba Amos al Arba Amos al Yesed. The bias should be 4x4 Amos or more. Number two, Shiyilo Shtei Mezuzahs. The bias should have two side posts on your way in. The Yilo, number three, is Yilo Mashkof. That you have a lintel across the top, so you have a full doorway, you have mezuzah on the side, and the mashkof across the top. The Silo Tikra, and it has a roof. The Yilo Delasos, and it has doors. Remember I mentioned when we saw that Gemara in Menachos. The Rabban Pshita is the Gemara of Rav Nachman, that you actually not have to have a door, you have to have doors. So this is one of the places Rabban says it. The Yigova HaShaar Asar Tvachim Yasser, and the height of the doorway has to be 10 Tvachim or more. And the room, the bias, has to be secular. And it should be also the Diras Adam. It should be made for human habitation, as opposed to, let's say, an animal, a stable for animals or a doghouse. Or we'll see also, Rambam is also trying to exclude storage space.
Garage.
Correct. The Asula Diras Kavod, and it's meant for a respectable type of use. That we'll see is as opposed to, let's say, a bathroom, which is certainly a deer. It's diras adam. It's a human beings use that space, but not for something which is a michubad, something which is dignified, and asuli diras kava. And it's made for steady use. And we'll see how we're going to define each of these terms, how each of these 10 terms needs to be defined. And we'll see that there are machloks in about several of them. There's going to be machloks about storage, there's machloks about the doors. And just looking at these, 10 to none, so how would you categorize them?
Just need to look
at. How do you sort of break them down to two or three different groups?
Well, one group can be like, what is a room, and what's a room that requires a mezuzah?
But also, like, what is
Okay.
In the doorway.
Door of the house and the purpose?
The structure and then the function.
Yeah. So putting together what everyone said, a lot of guys are overlapping. Right. Right. So there are two main divisions here. Right. One is the dinam of the bais and dinam of the pesach, and then there's also a breakdown between structural stuff and structural and function. The last four dinam is basically three categories between those two conditions, because you have the structure of the doorway, and then you have the structure of the room, and then you have the function of the room. So the last four of the 10 conditions, lined up in a row, are all defining what the dira is. That the room is meant for diras adam, diras chal. You know, he doesn't use the language diras chal, but essentially the function of the room is a secular function, as opposed to, let's say, perhaps the beis hamedrash or beis hakneses or beis hamikdash, which would not require mezuzah. And it's the diras adam, and it's diras kava, and it's diras keva. So those are four dinim of the dira. We're going to see the Gemara is going to derive that from the term beis secha. It's to be not just in the abstract a bias, it's your bias. What does your bias mean? You're going to say your bias means the bias that you live in. So we would define what's considered to be the sort of dira. We'll see that very soon. That says a brisa in Yuma, the sort of dira that you would have. So four rules, four conditions for what defines the dira of the bias, and then four conditions that define the structure of the bias. Is that right? No. Two conditions that define the structure of the bias, and four conditions that define the structure of the Pesach. Right? The structure of the Pesach, Rambam said, has to have mezuzos, mashkof, delasos, and ten tefachim, right? Mezuzos, the mashkof, so full doorway and doors, and the door needs to be 10 tefachim wide. We're going to see that the Rush and others disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam has a much more elaborate picture of what a Pesach has to look like to be called Pesach Chag Mezuzah. So he has four conditions. In terms of the room, it has to have two. Or the two, he said. The structure of the room, the use of the room, the deer of the room has four conditions. The structure room has two. What are the two conditions for the structure of the room? Dalet and the roof. Right? Dalet and the roof. Okay, you had a question.
More about the statement. In Poland, Rav Tava said that.
I'm sorry?
In Poland, Rav Tava quoted on the Rav Shuri and the Imam Makim. They asked him if you have to have a mezuzah in the house in the ghetto. He said, no, because it's not like a permanent dwelling. It's not your permanent house.
So that's going to be, it sounds like that's a dearest kettle. Yeah, by the way, you had mentioned last week correctly. Rav Tava Ashri is the author of Imam Makim. The Talmud Chacham I mentioned last week, who was Meshulam Roth, so he wrote the Kalam of Asa, not Meraka. There are other things that are missing here also. I mentioned that some of these conditions the Rambam has in the list, others disagree with, like Rambam insists on Vlasas, there are others, other Rishonim assume you do not need the doors. The Rambam is passing here that it can't be storage space. He's implying that. And we're going to see other, that's right, Machlokas HaPanan, Machlokas Rishonim HaPaskim. And the Idachisa, there are other conditions that other Rishonim imposed Rambam did not have. For instance, I told you that we make a drasha of Beisecha to mean that it has to be the house that you live in, which is why the Rambam already said the Darbo, the one who lives there, is Chayav, and the rules for what constitutes Dira. Beisecha might also mean, simply, What did the Rambam not mention in terms of your ownership? Right? He said nothing about ownership. We're going to see going forward that that's a big machlokas. And there are palyatosis who felt that if you don't own the half, you're a renter, maybe you're only chayiv nidrabanan. So let's see how that plays itself out. Let's begin. Maseches Yuma. Up until Reish Pei Tes, most of our focus was the Menachas Sugyos. In Reish Pei Vav, we're going to be starting with a focus on the Sugyos in Yuma. Take a look at the top Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the first page of the Gemara packet. The top Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Maseches Yuma. Tana Rabbanan, Dish Arecha. This is sounds like a medrash, a sefrei. Starts with a word from a pasuk and then comments on it. Bisharecha. That's already a kasha. It's already right in the mezuzah of the bayis. What's the shah? You enter the house. Why not just say what's the medrash is implying that the word bisharecha sounds redundant. So what do we learn from bishar? What is bisharecha? Must add something. What does it add? Says so the brisa echad sharei batim, echad sharei chatzeros, echad sharei medinos, ve'echad sharei ayaros. That you have a chiyuv to put mezuzah not only on shari batim, the gate, the doorway into the house, but the shari chatzeris. You have a yard around the house, or a tubis chazam, or typically several houses. You have a courtyard with several houses inside, but there's a gate around it. Let's say you have a fenced-in bungalow colony, a series of homes, series of units in the bungalow colony. So the doorway, the gateway into the bungalow colony is going to be Chayav Mezuzah. Or Shari Medinos or Shari Ayaros. Shari Ayaros sounds like if you walk into the old city, so those gates have mezuzahs.
Yeah, like a big mezuzah.
Big mezuzah, right? Big, beautiful mezuzah. So why? So Shari Ayaros. And then at least loosely speaking, whether this actually fits al Pidin or not, but Shari Medinos, where is there a Shar Medina with a mezuzah?
The airport.
Right, yeah. So the airport. Well, enormous mezuzah, right? They kind of have to figure out whether that fits al pidin, or that's more the spirit of the law, but not the letter of the law, which is that Ramban and Kedoshim. Rashi says, Shar Medizikev, you know, the great wall of China. This is, you have a walled in the area that covers miles and miles and miles and miles. You're going to need a...
Wait, how much do you know the airports?
Well, that is, at least loosely speaking, that is the gateway into... Most people who enter Israel enter through that doorway.
It's like the gates. Like,
I think it's true.
Unless you sneak in.
Most people who enter Israel enter through that doorway. I didn't say all. There are people who jump, yes. That's why it says, Chasam Zuz Besecha U Vish Arecha. Now, right away, I'll leave you with this question. And we're going to have to pick up with this next time. And just from looking at the framework and look at this brisa, something should already bother you. And it's a question which bothered Rishonim. It's a question which generated at least two different answers. And two different answers that take us through, that will recur throughout Siman Reish Pei Vav. What troubles you about this brisa based on the Rambam we just learned, or vice versa? One of the cases that we said is Chai, it seems to run awry. I don't have. Well, they do have, may have doors, but they definitely don't have
a roof.
Shari Chatzeris. Shari Medina, Shari Yaris. What about the roof? What is that? So the Rush raises this question. It's a very strong question. And the Ram is not Kashna Ram. Ram is quoting Gemara. We'll bleed out to see. So we're going to see the Rush and Rav Manoach give two different answers, and that's going to set up a lot for how we think about some of these issues. And we shall continue.